VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. We're dancing in our seats, awaiting your call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, 888-723-4630.
So we got some email from Terry, who wants us to dish a listing.
Yes.
And I have the listing number for you. He said he just listed this one, he or she said they just listed this one.
Right.
And it is item number 3112-7454-1760. Again, that's 3112-7454-1760. And he says, by the way, I worked radio for 35 years and several of those for Clear Channel. When they let you go, they let you go. They'll walk you out to your car with you carrying your box. And that was a top sales manager who worked there for years, real pro. I was an air personality. When that happens, you show up for your shift and there is no shift. Woo! Voice tracking really took over and many radio people lost their jobs. Many, which is true. Deregulation really ruined radio. It was such fun in the 70s through the 90s. I finally retired from radio last December. So many ownership changes. Thanks, Lee. You sound good. And yeah, that pretty much sums it up by this person.
Thanks, Lee.
Even if you've been a, you know, a wonderful air personality and got good ratings and were loyal to the company, you still got walked out.
What are they supposed to do?
Just
hope that you don't take half of the stuff that doesn't belong to you at the time?
Yeah, which who's going to? I mean, few professionals would do that, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, you ready to dish a listing?
Yes, because this is I got a very interesting situation here with this listing.
So this is a shirt. You saw this, right? You're on the right
one. I did.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the title is good. Men's Lacoste cotton dress shirt, gray with white stripes, size 40 or 16 by 34, 35, which is the dress size. You know, they do the neck, 16, and then the sleeve length.
And it says France at the end.
And it says France. Good title. The only thing I would have said, I know it's new without tags. So I love to indicate that in the title as well. I would have put new men's Lacoste cotton dress shirt. You can say without tags in the item condition, but I would have used the word new in there.
Okay.
So good. Now we get to the photos, and I'm not going to say anything. I want you to go through them and see if you notice something about them.
All right.
It's a very interesting thing.
So we start with the first one.
I'll ask you this question.
Okay. It shows different colors.
Yes.
One shows that it would be gray, and the others look blue, and the one that looks gray looks really gray.
Yeah. So, and the close-up of the alligator, the Lacoste alligator, or crocodile alligator,
gray.
The fabric looks definitely charcoal gray. But then when you stand back and you look at the fourth photo, it definitely looks blue. And do you know why that is?
I don't.
There's something screwy about the white balance setting on this particular camera. And it may be the white balance in conjunction with using a mixed set of different lights. So there could be it looks like there's some ambient light in here, and maybe there's some illumination with a incandescent light. So that the camera, if it's set even to automatic white balance, AWB, it doesn't know what to render. So it's giving us, in different views of the fabric, it's giving us different colors. The close-ups seem to be more gray or warm-toned, and the others, the ones that are farther away, seem to be more blue. This is a problem. The problem is, which color is it? So if you're hoping to get that bluish gray and you get the charcoal gray instead, you might be disappointed. So there's an inconsistency in the color cast for these photos, and that has to be fixed. How do you fix it?
How do you fix it?
My recommendation is this. Change out how you're illuminating the item. If you are using available ambient light and this is the results, it's not good enough. So what you need to do is block off as much of the ambient light as possible and use light from a single consistent source of bulbs. Now, ideally, most of us who sell regularly, we have what currently is a very popular and inexpensive lighting setup using soft boxes, which diffuse the light, that are the light sources are compact fluorescent spiral format lights that are rated at a specific temperature, a specific light temperature. In this case, around 5,500 Kelvin or K, kind of close to the bottom of the scale for daylight. It almost doesn't matter too much what the temperature is, as long as it's all consistent. Because what happens is that the sensor in your camera, if you set your camera to automatic white balance, or if you're using ambient light with different light sources and you set it to AWB, it doesn't know which light temperature to use. So depending on how much of the frame is filled up with the image and how close you are to the image, in this case, it will read it as maybe warm tone, giving you those kind of neutral gray colors of the close-up. And then when you pull away, it reads some of the background differently or the fabric differently, because this is a striped fabric, and it reads it as blue. So you get this inconsistency. The best way to prevent that is to eliminate all the mixed light. Use one single or a majority of your light as a single temperature. That's why we have studio setups. That's why in most cases you will see when anyone's doing product shots for a magazine, they want total control over what that photograph's going to look like. So they photograph in a studio that has no windows where they control the light completely. And so they know what the light temperature and the amount of illumination is, and they can set their cameras accordingly and they have control over it. The more you rely on outside or various different lighting sources, the less control you have over the color of the image. And this is what's happened here. So that needs to be fixed.
Okay, so we know the title's good. You've given us a lot of good tips today with those color things. John and I have noticed that with our listing, and it's one of the reasons we're trying to get better and better with the photography.
Yeah.
Is because sometimes we put something up there. I put a purse up there, and it looked like three different colors before
That's right.
I got through with it.
Well, if you don't have a studio, and most of us don't, what I do is I recommend that you block out the windows. Some light's going to get in. It doesn't have to be dark room dark. It just has to be the majority of the light is light that you are providing in a controlled situation. So if you're in a room that has windows, pull down the shades. If you have the ability to, put heavy curtains in front of them. Just shut out as much of the light as possible so that you're focused in on using light of a single temperature.
Okay, so we've got the photography. We've got the title. Free shipping. Top rated plus on this item. Mm. And let's go down to the item specifics. Wow, lots of item specifics.
Yeah, that's good. There's a lot of them. That's very good.
A lot of them. And then under the description, I like the description.
Easy to read.
I wouldn't so much have put it in italics if it had been me, but that's fine.
So there's one problem here in the description. You've got a little violation going. So and I know why sellers do this, and it's well-intentioned, but you're not allowed to use the eBay logo like this. So you can't take the eBay logo and then write stores after it and create and use it inside your listing as a link. And what it's doing is it's doing something strange here. It's opening up a frame inside the store that takes me to the store's page. This is not good. Not good because you can't use the logo that way, but also not good because it's taking me out of your listing and taking the description and changing it to the store old store's hub page. So I would definitely get rid of that. If you want to include a link into your eBay store, well, the store frame is doing that for you right now, but you can also just add a link that says, visit my eBay store and have the eBay store in text that links to your eBay store or your store name, but you can't use the logo like that inside your listing. So that's a policy violation, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
We're not going to report you.
No, of course not. We don't do that.
No.
And believe me, they're so busy back there, it's the last thing they're going to look for. But I'm just going to tell you that that's the case. So I would give you a... those photos are important. I have to give you a 4. So you got some work to do there.
Really?
Yeah. It's important.
Okay.
So here I am talking about it. I'm not going to
give
those scores.
I give a 4.5.
Okay, I'll give a 4.1. How's that?
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Photos are important.
Everything else is good.
We still love you.
Yeah, take off the eBay stores down at the bottom, please. And do something about making sure your color is right on your...
I also have another suggestion. So your eBay ID is Daisy Lane Boutique FL, Florida. Your store name is Campus Corner Clothiers. My recommendation to anyone who's selling them full-time is to get those two to be the same. So I would change either my user ID or my store name. And the store name is all one text string. I would say Campus Space Corner Space Clothiers. See, it looks better. Your store name could be a brand, right? So that's important. And I like it if it's possible and it's available. It makes much more sense if your user ID and your store name are the same.
Because that confused me.
Yeah.
When I saw Campus.
Well, it gives people two things to remember, and it's too much to remember. They may forget.
Exactly. Right. We have another listing when we come back, Griff.
Okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Anyway, so you think I was too harsh with 4.1?
Yes.
Oh, brother. Okay, 4.2. This segment 4. Was brought...
4.5.
4.2. 3. This segment was 4. Brought 4. To you by... 3. This segment was brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Ask Griffin Lee.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 304.
It's time to take a look at what's most important in the new year. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media and is known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller Shoestring King. His tip?
Learn to target a market for success. The days of keyword dependency are over. It's really about making a personal, engaging plea for people to purchase from you, which is kind of interesting because that was the beginning of eBay. Then we got all into keywords and stuffing and all that. And I'm saying now that marketing is going back to the beginning, which is about the personal connection.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
Today's very last segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. You had something.
I do. It's from Andy in Mooresville, North Carolina, known on eBay as Homestead Bargains LLC. Mm-hmm. And here's the item number, Griff.
Hold on, I've got to bring it. Okay, go ahead.
It is 3810-2159-3982. And I have written this in the chat board. 3810-2159-3982. And it says, hi, Griffin Lee.
Wowza.
I've had this shoe listing up for quite a while, and sales haven't been what I had hoped. I've tweaked it, but still not getting attention. Any input would be appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So what's the problem, Lee? Look at this real close and tell me what you think might be the problem.
Okay. First of all, I like the shoe.
Yeah.
It's a great shoe. It's my type of shoe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Type of shoe that I would wear. Okay. First of all, there is no brand name in the title.
Bingo.
And this would be pretty important. It's Tokyrian.
Absolutely.
Is the brand name. Tokyrian.
Right. Yeah, you're doing yourself a grave disservice by leaving the brand out of the title. That is a huge mistake.
The first thing I put when I look for my shoes is Onyx, because that's the name of the shoe. And then I put the title of the shoe, because Onyx makes a lot of different shoes. So I put Onyx Bianca into the title. That's the first thing I do. Yeah. When I'm looking for my shoes.
These look like you.
They do.
You could wear these.
And they're size 6, too. I mean, they come in size 6 also. The only thing is, these may be a little too high for me. I like a little bit lower wedge for myself.
I see.
Okay, so right away in the title, women's teal blue slip-on sandals, cork is very important. Anybody who wears these type of shoes with cork knows that they're the most comfortable shoes ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because cork gives, you know, when you walk, you can even see it giving a little bit. They're wonderful. Wedge shoes, beaded, size 6 to 11, new. So is that the only thing you would change about the title, Griff?
So I would change the title to say women's, what's the brand again? Something, it's
Tokyrian.
Tokyrian, teal blue, I guess slip-on sandals, cork platform, wedge.
Yes.
Shoes. I don't know if I'd have the word beaded in there. I think that might be taking up space that could be better used by
the brand name.
The other thing that might be confusing to someone is saying 6-11. Size 6-11 is not going to... I'm reading that as size 6. I'm not seeing that you have all sizes available. I would say all sizes. And just hope that 6-11 is going to be it. Because if the way that it's reading to me, if I'm looking at this, oh, this is size 6. No, I don't want that. I have a size, you know, 10. So I would change that as well.
Okay. Free shipping, that's good.
I can't find anything else wrong with it. That's the good thing.
If we come down here to the item specifics... Very
well,
nice.
First, the photos.
The brand in,
well, let's talk about the photos. The photos are like...
I like the photos.
These photos are magazine quality.
Yeah, they're very good.
You can't get any better than these photos. They're superb. The only thing that's... Oh, nope, there's the bottom. Yeah, these photos could not be... I mean, look at the...
They're beautiful.
This is what every one of us should be aspiring to in our photos. So your photos alone, you get a 6 for those instead of a 5. And your item specifics and everything else is fine.
And she does mention Tokyrian as a brand in item specifics.
Yeah, but you know, the problem is you got to have it in the title.
Yeah.
You have to.
Very important.
Yeah.
So underneath I like the description.
Couldn't be nicer.
Doesn't have the name of the shoe again, though.
Again, the brand's not there, which is not as important as the title, but it's nice. I mean, these are, they're not generic, and you're treating them, you're presenting them as though they're generic. And that's,
remember, when it comes to shoes, some people are like me, who like the same things over
brand,
and over again,
right.
Because you know they fit you well, and you can order them online without feeling that you have to try them on.
Yeah.
Very important.
Very important. Let's see what anyone says on the... chatty board. If I'm missing something here.
I think it's, other than mentioning that in the title, I think it's fantastic. What would you give them?
Boy, I want to give them a five because it's just that one thing. So I'll say 4.95.
Okay, 4.95. That's a good one.
Yeah, all right. I like it. I wish I was a woman.
And this is Homestead Bargains LLC.
Do they make these in a size men's 11 and a half?
Probably not.
I could wear these out some night.
Yes.
Can you imagine? I can't. I couldn't.
Darling.
What?
It would just make you more eccentric.
It is my color.
It is. I would buy these right now and just try them because they're so inexpensive. They're $19.98.
With free shipping.
Buy it now with free shipping, but they're so
tall. You pay that
tall.
In 3 days at the coffee store.
But I can already tell that good thing that she put it down in here. She actually said platform cork wedge measures 4.5 inches at heel.
Yikes.
That's pretty big.
That's big for you.
That's big for me. I need a smaller.
You'd be top heavy.
My little onyx are perfect, and they're doing away with them. It's unfortunate.
That's too bad.
I can't find the ones I like anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do we have time by any? We don't. I was going to read the events, but I don't have time.
We can read them on Tuesday.
Yes, we can. We'll see you on Tuesday.
This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We'll be live on Tuesday, February 3rd, 2015, with eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, global food for thought. Goodbye.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
What can you do in 7 minutes? Wash your hair, make a pot of coffee, feed the dog, look for the cat, change a diaper, empty the trash, receive a business line of credit up to $100,000, check your email, make your bed.
Did you just say receive a business line of credit up to $100,000 in less than 7 minutes?
That's right. Cabbage serves small businesses online and off. And while banks take weeks to decide, Cabbage is busy dropping funds into the accounts of online sellers just like you.
Sure, you say that, but how many hoops do I have to jump through?
Cabbage approves businesses by looking at your real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score.
Where do I go and what do I do?
Simply visit Cabbage.com and follow the directions. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.